recorded music from 1999, 2000, early station live studio performances. I've got a few of those.
Firing off some fireworks in the studio.
Yeah, this is going to be good, I think. Hang
got
around
sparklers.
For that, folks. It should be fun. It should be good in terms of getting in there. But again, if you haven't donated yet and you want to get in before the everything closes up tomorrow night, 8 p.m., with Michael Elves on his show. With that, folks, we are out of here for another week. Going to leave you with some Super Tramp and give a little bit, because we certainly would like you to do that to help us reach our $34,000 goal here on the 2026 Pledgerama. Jay, we'll see you next week.
Skip, yes.
See you next week.
Yep.
All right, Skip's coming back next week. We'll talk to him at that point. For everybody else, have a great week. We will see you next Thursday here on the Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM.
With so many legendary actors over the years who could be counted on to phone it in. Well, now it's your turn to phone it in. Your pledge, that is. Please, please, we're only $10,000 away from returning to our show.
You're listening to UMFM's Pledgerama, live on 101.5 CJUM-FM in Winnipeg.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Ron Paley has spent his career nurturing Winnipeg's jazz scene, and now the community is stepping up to build and sustain its future. The brand new Ron Paley Jazz Scholarship Fund is launching to support jazz students at the University of Manitoba's Desautels Faculty of Music, and the campaign kicks off at the Ron Paley Tribute Concert at the Burton Cummings Theatre on May 23rd. This celebration marks the start of a fund designed to help young musicians access the training, mentorship, and opportunities Ron has championed for decades. Your donation keeps that momentum going and helps the next generation find their voice. Whether you're joining the kickoff concert or supporting from home, you can donate today at give.umanitoba.ca/Ron Paley. Help fuel the future of jazz and keep Ron's impact growing. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5. Ron Paley has spent his career nurturing Winnipeg's jazz scene, and now the community is stepping up to build and sustain its future. The brand new Ron Paley Jazz Scholarship Fund is launching to support jazz students at the University of Manitoba's Desautels Faculty of Music, and the campaign kicks off at the Ron Paley Tribute Concert at the Burton Cummings Theatre on May 23rd. This celebration marks the start of a fund designed to help young musicians access the training, mentorship, and opportunities Ron has championed for decades. Your donation keeps that momentum going and helps the next generation find their voice. What are your...
What it do was popping. It's yours truly, the icon, the legendary guru, in the building with my man.
Solar, 5,000 degrees and cooking, repping 7 grand, New York, and everything that's hot, dogs.
Doing it big right here on 101.5 UMFM, right here, Winnipeg. Stand up.
You're back with Free Range Radio with Skippy. Thursdays at 6:30. 101.5 UMFM. It's Free Range Radio.
I'm here, let the bells ring out and the banners fly, feast your eyes on me, it's too good to be true, but I'm here.
What's up, Doc?
Weather today in the greater Cincinnati area.
And hug you so badly, I could...
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
It's time to listen to one of my personal favorites. It's the Hallelujah Tabernacle Choir with their beautiful rendition of You're Having My Baby.
Seem to come too easily. To you, the word rhetorical is love.
There is Toothpick Hercules, Winnipeg band from way back when that I never got to see, but a co-worker of mine back in the late 90s, maybe it was early 2000, he shared me a cassette of, Toothpick Hercules was all friends of his he went to school with, you know, named Steve Carroll and John Sampson, and I managed to record that tape and digitize it as best quality I could get. He'd played that tape over and over. I'd never seen anything, by Toothpick Hercules before or since. So that's just a little Winnipeg, retro here on the UMFM 101.5. This is Free Range Radio. My name is Skippy, and thank you for listening and joining me on my little local journey of Winnipeg music and the like and what have you, because we are doing the 2026 Pledge-O-Rama Drive. So, if you've been listening, we're gathering up to $34,000 or more to, keep the station going and to support what we're doing here, including, recording bands like we've done since the beginning. And early on, the equipment and the space was rudimentary. And now, thanks to Pledge drives in the past, we've been able to improve on that. And now we record bands in a cool, state of the art. Well, maybe not completely, better than what it was. I'll say that. We're currently at $30,730. No, that's a $5. And I think we'll come pretty close tomorrow morning when we hit Crete and Rob. So he's gonna get us close to the edge, I think. So if you would like to donate, umfm.com/donate, or you can call right now. Volunteers are out there standing by for your call. You can talk to them at 204-474-6610. They will take your donation and more. If you want to donate online, that's usually the way to go. umfm.com/pledge, or you just go to umfm.com and you'll see all the pictures of our incentives and, a better description of where your money is going to go right here to Campus Community Radio. At $25, you get buttons, stickers, magnet, and a choice of pins. It's the introductory thank you, and here's a little something for your support. At $50, you get all that, plus UMFM coffee mug, which is quite popular. I've got an assortment of them. I've even found one or two out in the wild thrifting, and I've picked it up. You also get entered into the Big Sun Festival draw. I'll tell you more as the show goes on. As well, at $75, you get the magnets, pins, stickers, and instead of a mug, you get your choice of one of two UMFM Pledge t-shirts. We've got the Radio Town and the Three-Eyed Tiger, Triple Tiger. That's what it was. The Triple Tiger. The Bob Brady Froze artist designed this year's Pledge merchandise and logo. It's, you'll see at umfm.com. You'll also get entered into the Sukrums draw. That's a good one. That's a popular one. At 101.5 donation, you'll get a coffee mug and your choice of one of the two t-shirt designs or UMFM Tumblr. Everybody around here is getting excited about the tumblers. So it's something a little new. And you get entered into the Festival Express draw. At $150, you get the mug, one of the two t-shirts, a tumbler, and entry into our Golden Guest List draw, as well as, all the other draws I've mentioned. You're also entered into those. But the Golden Guest List draw, previous years, we've called it the Golden Ticket, ticket to all the supporting venues that I've sponsored. I'll tell you more about those. You can just stick around. At $250, you get three entries into that Golden Guest List draw, and as well as double of everything except for the tumbler, and you get a long sleeve shirt and a hoodie. So that incentive there, the hoodie is back this year. And at $275, you get all that. And we add a Bluetooth speaker this year, UMFM logoed Bluetooth speaker. So, you know, you can call right now, 204-474-6610, or go to UMFM to donate. I'm going to continue on with some music. Now, back when I started in 98-99, you know, I wanted to learn all the equipment. I produced quite a few shows. I think I was producing three free range radio a week, which was a regular show in this time slot. And that's why I went back to just the simple free range radio name, because as station progressed and hosts changed, they took the show back and gave it their spin. And my spin was, well, a little retro, at least to me it was. And it was, I was a producer, and there was a host who put the show together and didn't have to worry about pushing the buttons and whatnot. And I loved doing that. And I loved helping out, and I loved sharing local music that was coming through, and I was discovering albums that was coming through the station, and bands came to the station and played. And this band is called Volume. Nope, sorry. This is The Lanes. That's where I was going. The Lanes were a great local band. And they're still available to listen to, and you can buy their music off of Bandcamp. They're two of their albums, The Meltdown and You and Your Ideas. Well, You and Your Ideas was great. Those are still available for purchase and listen on Bandcamp. Their cassettes, not as mine, and I think they had some 7-inches. They are not available, but if you like what you hear, this was them performing at the little studio we had back in the early days of UMFM. You can go to my Instagram and see some pictures this year of this evening's post about what that little room looked like. This is The Lanes, and I believed the song was called Comic or Comic Reliever. I wasn't very good at keeping track of these things. I just gave little notes, and they weren't always right. But it starts off with them getting a little mic check and so forth. It's raw, but it was early UMFM, and it's raw local music. That's what you're supporting with your donation to UMFM 101.5.
Beauty of our own theater. reach in my eye to make a telescope. Can in my ear to make a telephone. We always attract a lot of stares from people who shouldn't really care.
There is The Lanes, a couple tracks recorded live at UMFM early 2000s or so. Those two tracks, I figured out now, are from You and Your Ideas. We heard first Banter Between the Pictures and then Comic Reliever. I need to label these things a little better. They're available to listen to on live, or sort of better recorded. Studio recordings are on Bandcamp. Look up You and Your Ideas, or The Lanes. There are quite a few lanes, actually. It took me a while to find them again. But those, you can tell, recorded, you know, with a little bit of inexperience that I have. But Paul and Tom's vocals kind of spike in and lower here and there. It was fun, a sort of Wild West radio, I think some people called it, where we were just running around figuring out what plugged into where and how to move, you know, things from the studio into the little room and get everything to just sound smooth. And now things do sound smooth, thanks to, you know, donations from lovely listeners like you. This year, we're, you know, going to take some of the money that we've hope to gather today and this week into training DJ on air and production quality to, you know, get it to sound better than what I am doing right here right now, as well as hopefully throw in a news program or a news department to focus on community and campus news that's sort of, you know, slipping away in the commercial media aspect, and a little more independent news is something the station wants to focus on, as well as honoring our past, which is what I'm doing here. I'm honoring the 26 plus years that I've been volunteering at the station, sharing some of the things that I've produced and collected sound-wise. But there will archive is hopefully going to be up soon of, you know, hosts that have gone and have, you know, mentored me and made an impact on the station and the community. Hopefully, if you are a longtime listener, you know who I'm talking about. The Comfort Cafe, Planet Mainstage, Waxy's Dargle, and more. Those just recent hosts I directly helped and helped me. So, UMFM 101.5, you go to umfm.com, look for a donation page, you can see what's available for incentives and donate there, or you can call right now at 204-474-6610. Plenty of incentives and draws that we've got. Or you can also take a tax receipt if you just want to support the station and you don't need all the incentives, you just want your support. We'll gladly and thank you for it. We're hitting the top of the hour. I'm going to play some ads and come back with some more live, a little Endearing Records. You know, Blair Perda had a show here and we loved, I remember loving every band that Endearing seemed to put out. So I've got a couple of those recorded live here at UMFM. I'll take a short break. Be right back.
At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
Black Market Provisions is a Winnipeg store like no other. They offer delicious, homemade, ready-to-eat food, giftware, and all-around cute and rad things you need to have in your home. Their curated collection ranges from housewares, pantry provisions, greeting cards, trinkets and treasures, and homemade food options ranging from soups and salads to cookies and ice cream. Bottom line is, they love food, feeding people, and finding fun things to share with folks. Owned by couple Angela and Alana, Black Market Provisions is located at 550 Osborne Street. You can order online for next day pickup or delivery from Tuesday to Saturday. Visit their website at blackmarketwpg.ca to place an order online today.
Since introducing the world to the sound of Cuba's golden era, Buena Vista Social Club has become one of the most celebrated musical legacies in history, a living tradition still filling stages from Havana to around the world. Now carried forward by Buena Vista Orchestra, the music returns with a powerhouse lineup led by violinist Rolando Morejon Reyes and world-class players connected to the Buena Vista Social Club, Celia Cruz, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, and more. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra at the Burton Cummings Theater Sunday, October 25th. Tickets on sale now, $39.50 plus fees via Ticketmaster. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra Live, October 25th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Hi, this is Naomi Shelton in the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, Winnipeg.
For the first time in my life, I know what I want to be, but no one will say if they can give it to me. For the first time in my life, I know what I want to do, but I just can't decide which one.
This is
Bob
and
Chris
and
Mel
and
Allison,
and we're from
Bell.
And you're listening to UMFM 101.5 on your dial.
Can you stick the laugh in there?
I'm
Yeah, and the first song we're going to play is a song called Sweet Time. And it's, goes something like that. And it goes as something like this.
I guess we're on back here with the Pets on UMFM. This is Free Range Tuesday. I'm your host, Darren. My guests today are the Pets playing live in our live room here. Really, this is your first show. That's in quotation marks. Do you want to treat us with another song now?
We'd love to.
What are we going to hear now?
We are going to hear a song called A Lighthearted Love Song. Okay, so here it is, A Lighthearted Love Song.
Dancing as though the world
when I know you are near. My every care just slips away, love. All the world is right. Tell me, what should I fear when every single word you say, love, makes my heart take flight? Here we are together again, my love, under the stars, dancing as though the world might end. Oh, darling, say you'll always be mine, and then we'll sing our song again. Under the stars, dancing as though the world might end. Oh, darling, say you'll always be mine, and then we'll sing our song again. We'll sing our song.
Time to break a string.
No.
No.
That is The Pets, recorded live at UMFM. We heard Lighthearted Love Song and Sweet Time, recorded during, as you heard there, Free Range Radio Tuesday with Darren. Darren Cramble hosted Free Range Tuesday for quite a while. And at the beginning, before he graduated, moved to the UK. I kind of wonder what he's up to now, but yeah, he had connections in the city and brought in bands like The Pets, and before that, Bell, I believe, was also on Darren's show. And we heard two tracks from Bell, Pink Star and Bright Eyes. And I love the harmonies in Bell. They eventually became Paper Moon and then became September West. So it's like the Winnipeg music scene changes and grows, but continues on. And, you know, UMFM from the very beginning was a huge supporter of the local music scene and art scene in general. So that's why it's important for me to donate and support UMFM. And I have, you know, since the beginning, because I really believe in, you know, what UMFM stands for, and I try to, you know, make it made me a better person, so I'm hopefully making someone else listening better. It, you know, not specifically, just by being able to support something that's honest and caring. It's just sometimes that's what it translates through music. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. We're reaching $34,000 by tomorrow at this time. We got 24 hours to go, a little over. At the end of my show, it'll be 24 hours. We are at 30,330. I still want to say an S, but that's a 5. And we'll get there, I think. And even if we don't, your support is greatly appreciated. You can go to umfm.com right now to donate, or you go call 204-474-6610. I mentioned all the pledge incentives, like magnets, pins, stickers. There's a couple of different t-shirt designs, three technically, including a long sleeve t-shirt and a hoodie, a mug and a tumbler. And they're all at different incentive levels. I told you about that earlier. You can go to umfm.com, figure out what you are interested in. And I also mentioned quite a few draws. The draws start at $50, and you get entered at $50 to the Big Sun Festival. That is a two-day festival at Blue Note Park. My tongue is getting tied. August 31st and August 1st. It's a great place to be this summer at Blue Note Park. Big Sun Festival. $75 get entered into the Sukrums Grand Prize. That includes a private brewery tour and tasting for you and 20 friends, and you'll go home with a keg of your choice. At 101.5, you get entered into the Festival Express. Now, that is 10 passes. Five out-of-town festivals like the Prairie Wind, Fire and Water, the Trout Forest, the Whoop and Holler, and the Harvest Moon. And that includes camping to those festivals. In the city, you get passes to five great events like Big Sun, we mentioned earlier, Burt Block Party, SOS Fest, Send and Receive, and Winterruption. So you're covered from June till January, just before the next pledge comes around. At $150, you get entered into the Golden Guest List. Participating venues include Size Stage, Park Theater, Times Change, West End Cultural Center, Handsome Daughter, and Real Love and Jazz Winnipeg. You get one entry into each of those. Everything that they are presenting with limitations, as well as a pair of tickets with camping to the Winnipeg Folk Festival this year, and 2026 Sled Island Festival in Calgary, if you're so inclined to go check that out. And at $250, you get three entries into the Golden Guest List. Now, I've been sharing music from UMFM's tiny little studio that we used to have. We have a big studio now, and on the website, you know, there are some sessions there to explore and find out and check out many local bands. Friday Free Range with Michael often has quite a lot of bands on from that, as he tends to bring them in and record them for all of you to enjoy. But one band I really enjoyed, they were called Volume, and they put out an album called The Amazing Spider Band, and they just recorded songs inspired by the 70s Spider-Man cartoon. And they were great. They were essentially an instrumental post-rock, prog rock band. And they recorded live. This track is called Spider-Man, right here, live from UMFM back in the day.
These days, it's pretty hard to get things done your way.
Hi there, I'm Cracker.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Got something brand new you never had before.
It's wild! It's crazy!
FM 101 Wonderful.
UMFM 101.5.
First you pick your hammer, then you aim it straight. Hold it tight, swing it right. Bash! It's great! Oh, it's bash, bash.
Crouching on my knees on an unnamed beach that must have mattered to you somehow. Failure, outdated will, and given very few instructions. Focusing on ashes that erupt from a paper cup, they curl in the wind and settle. If I close my eyes, would I see you? Would you regret this just as much as I do? Who can tell the last part of anyone's story? Tell the last part of anyone's story.
I've only just begun my own.
Sacrifice to get here, and I just want to talk to you. 1 month and I still feel so blue. There's still years left. Thank you. and their books line up like furniture, they shine. And the lights make constellations on their uncorrupted spines. And if one desires all I had to choose, I'd wish I was with.
So, what was the name of that song?
That one's called Books as Furniture.
Okay. What was the first one that we heard?
That was called Mr. Something Something. That's the response I get every time.
That's the paperbacks on 101.5 UMFM. You guys are sounding great tonight.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's great. So we're going to say bye from the best little room in Winnipeg, our live studio here. And when you next hear us, we'll be in the
second
studio.
Best.
We'll be in the Much Environment.
Welcome back to the Much Environment. This is Free Range Radio on 101.5. That was Darren Cramble on Free Range Tuesday with the Paperbacks, one of their earliest performance. I don't think they ever released Mr. Something Something. I know singer and songwriter Doug McLean probably, if he was listening, would be cringing at his performance. But really, I cringe listening to my own show, and anything I do is, it's yeah, I'm my own worst critic. But it's the enjoyment that somebody else has, possibly. So that's what I have to say to that. And before Paperbacks, we had Volume and Spider-Man from the amazing CD. Well, they performed live, but it was an amazing CD called The Amazing Spider-Band. It's quite hard to find, but in Winnipeg, you might see it at some used record store here or there. So, thank you for listening to UMFM, and if you're so inclined to donate to Pledge-O-Rama 2026, 204-474-6610, or umfm.com/donate. See all the incentives and learn more about the station if you haven't gone to umfm.com lately. We are currently at $31,400. We are almost there. We should hit that $34,000 mark tomorrow. So tune in and we'll see you there. I'd like to thank all the listeners. I have to admit that I do this show and I do it like no one's listening because I don't think anybody is. But so realistically, I know that people are listening because radio is sort of like a fluid thing where you just kind of turn it on when you're in some place and you need something in the background. And I've got quite a few people to thank for donating to the UMFM and to my show. Joe Carney, the Reverend, one of my first mentors here at UMFM, used to host a Thursday morning show I loved listening to, Diurnal Transmission. And he left, became a doctor, went to Brandon. Now he's out, I believe, is it Lakehead? Out in Thunder Bay, enjoying life. He taught me a lot when the station first started, and just about everything. Thank you, Joe. Ben Darville, he's got the same name as Son of Dave. I don't know if it's the same person, but thank you for your donation. I should play some Son of Dave next week. As well, Alan Letica, thank you for your donation. Amanda Stefanik from Mondo Hollywood on UMFM Sundays. Terry Stevens, who will be on after me at Venus Envy at 8 o'clock, about 15 minutes from now. Brian Svensson, volunteer here at UMFM, host of the Pity Party. Helmut White, I hope I pronounced that right, Helmut. Cam Burt, David Cordingly, Brad Schneider, thank you all for your donation. If you're listening, thank you. Thank you for listening and enjoying the show, as well as Chelsea Lillick, my former co-host. He's been on Free Range a couple times, but we used to host the show on Sundays together. Thank you, Chelsea, as well as Heather Day. Thank you, Heather, for your donation and your support and love. And Doug McLean, who is a member of the Paperbacks and the Bonaduces and many local bands, has been a local musician for a long time, and I'm a fan and a friend. Thank you very much for your donation. I think with that, I'm going to play another set from that Paperbacks Free Range with Darren. So, you know, Doug, if you're listening and don't want to hear it again, it's a different, another two different songs. This is Free Range Radio, umfm.com/donate, 204-474-6610, right here on UMFM 101.5.
So let's smuggle some more wine out from the bar. How'd I tell the silent auction in your car? Raise a styrofoam cup. It's beneath it all. There's something here to see. That even now, with sober hearts, something here to see, that even now, with sober hearts, you're the closest thing to me.
That was called Raise the Styrofoam Cup, and this song is called Skinny Sidewalks. Seen before.
taper. The pale ellipses, unclear stars.
The paperbacks on 101.5 UMFM. You guys are sounding great tonight.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's great.
Are you ready?
Almost.
Okay, give us a real nice intro. And don't say anything about us having a gun to your head.
Okay, who are you guys?
This is 101.5 UMFM.
Now, I'll tell you what, Mr. Program Director, man. You put our goddamn tape on the air right now because we spent a lot of money on this thing and it's going to get some airplay. My man's going to gank you right here and now.
Well, let's not go ganking anyone.
Massachusetts fall away.
was resigned. Dark days scrunching up my waist. Brilliant rays came in from the strangest place. This lie crept from our transferred trust. And it's singing the songs we knew. Never knew she smoked, but I assumed it made her happy. I hung my head down low, I moved in close to smell and stink. Hang on, chill there. I loved you then, I wish I told you, and that I wasn't scared at your side. From the strangest place, this lie crept from our transfrozen breast, and it's singing the songs we knew best.
They're the Bonaduce's Songs We Knew Best. That's kind of a theme for today, Songs I Knew Best. That's from the Democracy of Sleep, probably the best Winnipeg album, my favorite album of all time. I'm biased, but that's my taste. If you enjoyed my taste, Bonaduce's are back. They're performing next Friday, May 8th. I bought my tickets this week, so they're performing with Greg Rekus and The Inside Job and Mise en Scene at the West End Cultural Center. Tickets still available, so go check it out. I've got mine. And, well, that about does it for Free Range this week. Thank you for all those who pledged. If you would like to pledge, 204-474-6610. Phone operators are waiting right now. Or go to umfm.com. And /donate, you can go to umfm.com, check it all out, re-listen to the show. If any of those rare live at UMFM interest you again, you could just pull that up off the show logs. Just look for Free Range Radio. I'll be back next week. They call me Skippy around here. You can as well. Terry's up next with her wonderful show, Venus Envy. I was kind of winging it today, so I didn't plan any female artists to go into her show, so... Oh, apologies. I usually like to do that. Thank you for listening. This is Free Range Radio on 101.5.
It's one of those nights that's less about volume and more about attention. You don't want to miss this dynamic double bill at the West End Cultural Center on Friday, May 1st. Royal Wood writes in piano-led space where everything feels deliberate. Carefully built songs that don't rush to reveal themselves. There's a quiet, emotional weight to it, the kind that settles in without needing to announce itself. Fortunate Ones bring a warmer kind of openness. Harmonies, steady melodies, and a grounded folk sound that feels like it belongs in a room full of people listening properly. Together, it's a shared bill that feels unhurried in the best way. Tickets are only $32.50 plus fees, available now at ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Royal Wood and Fortunate Ones live at West End Cultural Center on May 1st. Brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Since emerging from Philadelphia's underground and carving out a space that feels entirely their own, Mannequin Pussy have been turning chaos into something loud, emotional, and strangely beautiful. Across four albums, including their latest, I Got Heaven, the band stretches from razor wire punk to shimmering, vulnerable pop without ever losing the thread. Urgent, cathartic, and a little unhinged, and exactly what this moment sounds like. Don't miss Mannequin Pussy as they bring their energy to the historic Burton Cummings Theater for one night only, Sunday, September 13th. Tickets for this can't-miss night, also featuring Winnipeg's own Show Pony, are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Don't sleep on this one. Mannequin Pussy live at the Burton Cummings Theater, September 13th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 17th to 21st. Presented by Service Credit Union, experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Joining Sled Island's previously announced guest curator, Clipping, is English chamber folk ensemble Black Country New Road, revered Canadian pop project Homeshake, renowned abstract rapper Billy Woods, LA synth punk Sextile, fuzzy indie rock outfit Feeble Little Horse, outlandish egg punk group Snooper, lo-fi post-punk duo Sweeping Promises, New York-based ambient pioneer Laraji, genre-bending dream pop artist Salami Rose Joe Lewis, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
UMFM 101.5 broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, located on Treaty 1 territory, the original lands of the Anishinaabeg, Nahiwak, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation.